That gathering today that Jackie Northam referred to, more than 30,000 men at Friday prayers in northeast Baghdad, was in fact the largest such gathering since Saddam Hussein brutally suppressed Shiite demonstrations in 1999. The Christian Science Monitor's Peter Ford witnessed the gathering. He says it was quite a sight.
It was quite extraordinary. For me, it was the first thing that I've seen in this country that looks like a liberated Iraq. Shias have been brutally repressed by Saddam Hussein and by earlier governments, and this was the first time that they have had the freedom to gather and to pray in the streets. 30,000 of them laying out their prayer mats, their rugs, their bits of sacking, all the way up the street, about 3.5 blocks of them. And they were overjoyed. One of them said to me, the last time we were in these streets, we were shot down. This is freedom. It was very, very emotional.
And this was in what was formerly known as Saddam City, now renamed Sadr City. Is that right?
That's right. Saddam City is a teeming slum, very, very heavily majority of Shia Muslims. The city was renamed last week by its residents in honor of a Shia cleric who had been assassinated in 1999, allegedly by Saddam's security police.
What was the message being preached at this prayer gathering today?
It was, like in other mosques around Baghdad today, one of unity, that Shia and Sunni Muslims must unite together and avoid any factional fighting. It was also one of liberation and freedom, but not perhaps the sort that the American planners of Iraq's liberation had envisioned. The Muslim cleric who gave the sermon said, right, now we have our freedom, now we must get rid of the nightclubs, we must stop the singing and dancing, and we must make sure our women cover up.
We've been reporting for days now about the power vacuum in Baghdad. It sounds like it's become up to the Shia clerics to start trying to fill that vacuum.
Well, they've been trying for several days now, and I think this is perhaps the most interesting thing about the prayer session at noon today. It was guarded by hundreds and hundreds of armed militiamen. They have been ordered by the mosque to take care of this gathering and to protect it from any fidayeen or others who might be wanting to disrupt it. But they are part of a much broader attempt by the Shia Muslims and the clerics in Najaf, the holy city in the south of the country, to fill the power vacuum that you mentioned. They are doing almost exactly the same things as the Americans are doing. They want to help get the electricity up, they want to get the water going, they want to clean the streets, they want to arrange distribution of food and medicine, this, that and the other. They are setting up a rival city administration to the Americans, and they want nothing to do with the Americans. They say they have not been to see the Americans, or indeed the Iraqi National Congress, who are working with the U.S. military, that Iraqis can do this themselves, and they intend to do it themselves. And I think what we're seeing is the potential for a direct conflict between the Americans and their local Iraqi allies who've come from exile in the last few days to establish their authority, and the Shia clerics who've been here all the time.
And Peter, what about looting that we've been hearing about? Is that pretty much ground to a halt? Is there anything left to steal, or are the clerics putting a stop to that?
It hasn't completely ground to a halt, because there are a few things that left that aren't nailed down, but it's much, much less violent than it was earlier in the week. The clerics, actually, all across Baghdad, both Shia and Sunni, have played a major role in persuading looters that they must give the stuff back, that this is against their religion, that it was a wrong thing to do, that they were not stealing from the previous regime and punishing Saddam Hussein, as perhaps some of them thought, but they were indeed punishing their own people because the things they stole belonged to the people. And mosques are filling up with all kinds of things, from repentant looters who say, well, this is something that I should not have done and I will correct it.
Peter, thanks very much for talking with us today.
You're welcome.
Peter Ford is a correspondent with the Christian Science Monitor in Baghdad.